We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, DBTPFL. It's Tuesday. It is April 20th. It's 2021, and we have five NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. Ryan Solo on this shorter slate, you know, First Look Basketball Podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed Monday and had a great weekend, and, you know, ready for some NBA here. Smaller slates, ton of injury news, not a ton of lines out. So really, again, just a, you know, first look, and you know, this is important. So if you haven't already, make sure you head over to superdraft.com. Awesome sponsors of the podcast. Love what they're doing over there. Sign up using promo code Grinders for a $50 instant deposit alongside with the 50% deposit match bonus up to $500. You know, if you enjoy the podcast, you enjoy it being free, make sure you head on over there, check them out. I will have a Super Draft NBA play of the day here when we finish up, like I do just for baseball all the time as well. So let's jump in and get started here on the slate. We start with Orlando at Atlanta. A lot of injury news in this one. It does have a 219.5 total. Atlanta is favored by 12.5 in this game. As far as the injury news goes, on the Orlando side, Michael Carter-Williams is out, Ennis is out, Fultz is out, Isaac's out, Porter's out, Ross is out. And the Atlanta side of things, Dunn, Gallo, Hunter, and Reddish are out. So, again, a lot of injury news here on this one, and we're going to hear that a lot today. You know, really for the rest of the season. So starting with the Orlando Magic, obviously, like, this team is in full on kind of just get to the end of the season, use the draft picks and see where we end up. But I do want to say that over the last few games, we've seen a minutes increase for Cole Anthony, and he's somewhat interesting here against Atlanta. You know, he played 29 minutes the other night against Toronto. His usage is over 22% in five of the six games that he's returned. So he's definitely somewhat interesting. Gary Harris, you know, he's played 26 minutes in three of the last games that he's played, sat out in that San Antonio game. I don't hate Gary Harris in this one. Assuming that he's still cheap. Yeah, he's still 4,400. I think he's okay at that price, especially with Terrence Ross out. Should get some shot attempts up, and sitting around 20% usage over the last couple games. So he's okay. And then Bacon will play, but he just doesn't hardly ever do anything. Okiki is someone that is okay. It's a 5-game slate, so I don't think you're really going to have to play a lot of Magic players. My favorite Orlando Magic player here is probably Wendell Carter Jr. at 6,600. I think he has the highest upside on this team in general. The usage is all over the place, but really just like you need him to get that triple-double. He does have a triple-double in two of the last three games. He's put up at least 35 fantasy points in two of the last three games. So Wendell Carter Jr. in play here against Atlanta. But again, like I don't know if you're necessarily going to have to play a lot of Orlando players on a 5-game slate. They're terrible. Like coming from an Orlando Magic fan, they rate last in net rating over the last 5 games. They're 1-4. They're pretty bad right now. On the Atlanta side of things, they have a really decent implied team total here. I think the biggest thing is, you're just kind of hoping this game stays close. If this game stays close, Capella and Young have big ceilings. But if they only play in the lower 30s or high 20s in minutes, they're tough ass at 2,900. Bogdanović has scored at least 39 fantasy points in 4 straight games. He's playing big minutes here with Gallinari out and all these other guys out, really. So I think Bogdanović is interesting. Again, he's another guy you kind of need the game to stay close. John Collins, don't really like him. Kevin Huerter is okay if you're looking for a cheaper Hawks player to play here, but it's really it. I don't see playing anybody else here. Even in like a blowout, I don't think I want to play like Brandon Goodwin or any of these guys. Charlotte at New York, no total in this game. There's no totals in any of the other games that we're going to talk about. On the Charlotte side, LaMelo's out, Hayward's out, Monk is out. Graham is questionable, and I think that is really where we're going to be kind of paying attention to this matchup for Charlotte. Makes a huge difference if he's in or out in this one. So definitely going to be paying attention to that news. And then on the New York side, Burks and Robinson are out. Let's start with Charlotte. In 185 minutes with Hayward, Monk, Graham, and Ball out, Terry Rozier has a 30.7% usage rate, which is a 5.3 increase. He's averaging 1.32 fantasy points per minute. If these guys sit, Terry Rozier is one of the best plays on the slate if Graham is out. If Graham plays and we look at the numbers for Rozier, he's still at 28.4, but he's averaging like 0.2 fantasy points per minute less. So the ceiling obviously goes down if Graham plays. He's still a decent play, but much more ceiling if Graham ends up sitting in this game for him. Bridges is also another guy that you could definitely look at in this game if Graham were to sit. I don't mind PJ Washington. His production goes up with these guys off the floor as well. Jalen McDaniels has been playing minutes, but he really hasn't had like a ceiling game. And then the Martin brothers, I don't know. I guess like you'd probably flip a coin. Maybe Cody. Let's just say I don't love it. I'll just say that. I don't love this spot. We're going to have a ton of value open up on this slate too with all these guys out. On the New York side of things, like the guard situation is so many people there. Like, Derrick Rose played 35 minutes the other night against New Orleans. If we knew like he was going to get 35 minutes, I would definitely play him in this spot. Randall's always my favorite play from the Knicks. He's gone over 40 or 50 fantasy points in 4 straight games now. So never hate taking shots on Julius Randall in tournaments because he does offer you that like ceiling. But yeah, like outside of him, like Peyton Rose, all these guys just getting minutes, just kind of all hurting their fantasy production. Yeah, like even Quickley's been playing some minutes too, so I don't think this is a spot you end up on. Brooklyn at New Orleans, no total in this game. LaMarcus Aldridge is out. Claxton's out. KD is out. Harden's out. Tyler Johnson's out. And then on the New Orleans side, Alexander Walker's out. Hart is out. And Johnson is doubtful. So a lot of injury news in this one. I don't even know where to get started here. As far as Brooklyn goes, I think it's pretty clear what we're going to do here with Brooklyn. We're going to play Kyrie. He's probably going to be the highest owned player on the slate. I'd be shocked if he wasn't. So yeah, I think we're definitely looking at Kyrie. Just really quickly taking Durant and Harden off the floor. Kyrie has a 34% usage rate. That actually might go up because I have LeVert. I got to take LeVert off manually here. Let me take LeVert off and then run it and see what we're looking at. 35.3%, 1.55 fantasy points per minute for Kyrie. Yeah, I expect him to be the most popular play on the slate, and for good reason. You know, he's definitely an up-and-down guy, but I think this is a spot we play him here. And then outside of him, I mean, Joe Harris is okay at 5,900. I wish he was a little bit cheaper. Blake Griffin, if he's going to get, you know, 26 minutes again, 28 minutes, like, I definitely don't mind, you know, firing a couple tournament shots on him. Bruce Brown's okay at his price. I don't think you play Jeff Green and Blake Griffin together. I think you're taking a shot on one or the other. But I think the guy that you potentially look at here is Shamet. I think Shamet's super interesting with some of these guys out. He's someone that can really, like, score points, get some assists, rebounds. So I think Shamet is one of the better value plays on the slate. We'll have to kind of see, you know, what opens up. But I do think he is I think he's one of the better value plays here. As far as the big guys go, I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm going to play DeAndre Jordan. I think I'm taking a shot on, like, Blake Griffin before I'm playing DeAndre Jordan here. New Orleans side of things, like, Zion should smash in this spot. He should have a big game here. Like, he only put up 33 fantasy points in 22 minutes against this team the other night. But they got blown out in that game, and I think this game's going to be much closer. So I think Zion is the play in this one. Ingram's been having some really good games recently. You know, Lonzo's back. We don't know if, like, we're going to see if the soft minutes limit kind of remains for Lonzo or not at 7K. If we do hear something on that, I think he's a guy that you can definitely take some shots on here. Eric Bledsoe's been playing solid minutes. He just doesn't really have a high ceiling. Steven Adams is super interesting here going up against Brooklyn because they don't really have anybody to match up with him outside of maybe DeAndre Jordan. And the other guy that I think you could potentially take shots on here is Marshall. He's had a couple good games here recently. Don't mind, you know, taking a tournament flyer on Najee. Clippers and Trailblazers, no total in this one. Beverly and Ibaka are out. Collins, Lillard, and Nurkic are out for Portland. Starting here with the Clippers, I don't know. I never hate taking shots on, like, Paul George or Kawhi. Paul George is, you know, definitely looked great here recently, over 50 and 5 straight. Don't mind, you know, taking some shots on him. You know, I don't even mind taking shots on Kawhi. I think they're the pivots off of playing Kyrie and even like CJ McCollum on the other side of this game. So I think they're okay plays. As far as everybody else here, like, I don't trust Reggie Jackson enough to get the minutes. If he does play solid minutes, he's in play. Marcus Morris is interesting at 5,500. I think he's someone that could potentially go like 6X. But again, I don't love it. Even with Ibaka out, Zubac's minutes haven't really like given him much ceiling. And then like Nicholas Batum, he doesn't really have a ceiling lately. So I think it's the normal pieces here with George and Kawhi, and maybe taking a shot on Morris in tournaments. On the Portland side, you know, obviously love CJ McCollum in this spot with no Damian Lillard in this game. CJ McCollum should have a ton of usage in this one. Like when Lillard's off, McCollum goes out. When McCollum's off, you know, Lillard's goes up. So definitely like CJ McCollum here. Don't mind Norman Powell at 6,400. But outside of that, like, I think this game goes small, so I don't know if I want to go Cantor. I could see maybe going Covington if you do think this game is going to go small. Anthony Simmons probably draws the start here. He's 3,800. Assuming that he starts, I think he's in play. The only problem is, like, when Lillard's been out recently, like, CJ McCollum's been kind of playing point guard. So I think that's the biggest issue. But I do think that at this price, Simmons is someone you definitely take a shot on here. Finishing it out, Minnesota at Sacramento. No total here. Beasley's out. Noel is doubtful. Bagley and Holmes are out for the Kings. Just kind of looking at Minnesota here. Like, Sacramento's they're bad. Like, no doubt about it. They're bad. It's just kind of figuring out what you want to do with Minnesota. I think, like, if we're looking at, like, recent Minnesota stats, D'Angelo Russell, obviously huge usage. Over the last 2 weeks, his usage 32%. Anthony Edwards' usage is around 27.6%, and Towns is at 29.6%. So when I'm looking at that, I think those are the three guys you're looking at here. I wish we could just kind of get ahead on D'Angelo Russell playing more minutes. But if they don't say anything, I think if they're going to continue to cap his minutes, we can't really play him here at 6K. His usage is great, but it's not worth taking shots on him here. Edwards is fine. Karl-Anthony Towns, I think, is someone that could really go off in this game. So I definitely have a ton of interest in him. He's just super expensive. That's really it. Like, you know, you could always fire tournament darts at, like, Rubio, but I don't love it. On the Kings side of things, like, you know, Fox is obviously super interesting here. He's shown that, like, he has giant, giant upside. So I think Fox is your guy from this team. 33% usage, 1.4 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks. I think your tournament play is Whiteside at 5,800. I don't know if he'll be popular just because of price and the minutes and everything. So I think he's super interesting here, especially with Holmes and Bagley out. Even if he plays 20 minutes, you really need him to play like 25 minutes, maybe even a little bit more than that. Outside of that, like, Barnes is okay. He's just kind of expensive. Buddy Hield is the guy that, you know, definitely can have big games. But I think you're realistically looking at Fox and maybe Halliburton and Whiteside in tournaments here for the Kings. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll do our super draft play of the day. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I'm going to go Shamet. I talked about him a lot. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's going to bust at the top today? I think this one is kind of risky, but I don't necessarily think this game's going to stay too close. So I'm going to go Capella. Favorite 6X play, give me CJ McCollum. Let's get weird GPP play, give me Hassan Whiteside. And we don't have any over-unders, so I can't really look at that. To any of you guys, like my favorite over-under or against the spread. As far as my super draft play of the day, just kind of looking through here. Towns, you could play Towns at forward. I think that's super solid. I don't think they have a ton of, like, I'm not seeing, like, any, like, 2x multipliers. I could be missing something. I don't see, like, any 2x multipliers in this one. I'm trying to quickly look through Superdraft. I usually look before and I didn't. It's my bad. I know I'm missing somebody. I think Bogdanovich at 1.4 is super solid. I think that's a really good one. I'm gonna roll with that. I'm gonna say my super draft play of the day is Bogdanovich at 1.4x going up against Orlando. I think that's really solid value. Debated between him and Shamet, but I'm gonna go with it. So it's going to wrap it up here for the basketball podcast. Make sure you guys are checking out the baseball podcast if you're playing baseball as well. So appreciate you guys listening, and we'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck. We'll see you then.